As we remember Dan Shore in our program today, we want to share some of our listeners' thoughts. Catherine Price of Centennial, Colorado writes, "When I was growing up, I used to crawl into my parents' bed very early in the morning. They always had their table radio tuned to the news, and I would often hear the voice of Daniel Shore as it crackled across continents, telling of world events in a calm and authoritative voice. I will miss hearing his wisdom and the perspective he had from a long life lived in the service of informing, not entertaining, the American people." From Pineville, North Carolina, Larry Miller writes, "I so look forward to hearing not just his extremely valuable thoughts about events in this world, but even just his voice, his clarity, his integrity, his balance. His continued high intelligence and acuity were and are a beacon of hope for all of us who want to continue and be functional into old age. Dan Shore was himself a lesson." John Chambly in Athens, Georgia says, "When Walter Cronkite passed away last year, Mr. Shore said, 'His legacy is the legacy of the one who used to be called Uncle Walter by many people. His legacy is that there was a time when people told us things that we believed in and trusted in inherently. I was only a boy when Uncle Walter stepped down from the CBS anchor post, but later in life, as I entered college and ever since, I always counted on my Uncle Daniel to carry on the same tradition." David Henry of Bryan, Texas, who works Sunday through Friday, wrote this yesterday, "One would think that a late wake up on Saturday mornings would be just the thing. Since I've been in my 20s, however, that has not been the case for me. It was during those years I became aware of this man. I always found myself forsaking my opportunity to sleep in by waking up early to listen to Dan. More than anyone else, he was the person who challenged my thinking and helped me focus on the nut of the issue. I'll be up tomorrow morning and turn on the radio, but it'll be just a little quieter without Dan's voice." And we have this tweet coming in from Christina, who says, "I hope to follow the Shore plan. Lived to 93, respected and admired for doing what you love, outlived by beloved family." And Robin Wright, the noted foreign affairs analyst, who is a frequent guest on our show, writes, "All I could think to say is, but I just heard him. And then I thought, what will we all do without his insightful, no-holds-barred, crusty commentaries? He was a guy who had it all right to the very end. And I know his wife would understand fully when I could say he was also a guy you could flirt with right up to the age of 93. Oh my, how we'll all miss Dan Shore." Indeed. You can see photos of Dan throughout his career on our website, npr.org.
This is Daniel Shore.
And this is NPR News.